Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
When you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Top 20s are back, top 10s are back, top 5s are back. And thank God, because that's the only thing we're winning on right now.
We actually did pretty decent last week.
Yeah.
Nailed three top 20s. We'll pull up the graphic right now. Scott Stallings, K.H. Lee, Joseph Bramlett, won $1,100.
Yeah, and then my boy got in there in a top five, which was nice, but that was the only thing that I won. The second week in a row that I finished in second place. This is fucking brutal now, dude. Absolutely fucking brutal.
Yeah, we're due.
One would think, but what do you do here? I mean, what do you do when a guy like Scottie Scheffler is 2.5 to 1, which is the lowest odds in the history of golf gambling?
You simply don't bet Scottie.
Can't.
If you bet Scotty, you get him on like Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I mean,
because I imagine he's not going to have the lead after Thursday, because he never does.
So
get a better price. Get a better price on a Friday afternoon, a Thursday.
Wait till he's six or seven shots back and the odds shoot up. That's about the best you could hope for here. I'm also looking at Wyndham Clark over here. The last two times these guys have played, they've gone 1-2. He's 11-1 here in second place.
Sure.
And then it's the rest of the field essentially after that.
Yeah, not going to touch either of those guys.
Me neither.
Or Tony. Tony can't putt right now.
No. And who's the fucking guy who won last week at Valspar?
Peter Malnati.
Wasn't even going to give a shot at that name or care or anything else.
You didn't like the bucket hat?
And the bright yellow ball.
Yellow ball, yeah.
It was like watching somebody play putt-putt. His speech at the end, though, was amazing. I don't know if you stayed for it. I did.
Named his kids after, I believe, the characters in the Incredibles.
Did he really?
Dash.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But he cried for a good 5 minutes about how hard the tour is. Last win on tour was 9 years ago in 2015. That was his only win.
I believe he said he did not realize he could win on tour still.
After 9 years, though, wouldn't you have the same thoughts?
Maybe.
I mean, homeboy was in the lead, Cam Young, all day long. I thought finally Cam Young was going to break through. I was going to be the one to do it for the show in America, and then he choked again. What do you...
Listen, if Malnati doesn't make that birdie on 17, Cam Young's definitely looking much worse for that three putt on 18. He still lost. I mean, he lost regardless. He wasn't going to birdie 18.
But the putt on 18, he was nowhere fucking close.
He left it 9 feet short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see a pro do that very often.
He's not a good putter. That's his problem.
Jesus.
He has all the talent in the world. I was texting you this. He's like the Justin Herbert of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just has all the tools. Just it's not between the ears.
We'll never win. Never win a championship here. But this week, we got the Texas Children's Houston Open.
Let's go. Bringing it back. Didn't exist last year.
Diddy's in the news, though. I mean, the children, do they deserve this right now? You know? That hurts.
Do they deserve what? Charity?
It's just they've never called it the Texas Children's Houston Open. It's always been the Houston Open.
It's usually the Shell Houston Open.
They should let the kids play.
Bring back the oil sponsor.
Yeah, exactly.
Big oil.
Throw oil all over the ground, dude. Instead, are they going to let the kids play or not?
You always let the kids play, you know? Let them be kids.
Let them run around out there. All right, Scottie Scheffler, 2.5 to 1. No, thank you. Wyndham Clark, do you touch him?
Nah.
Wait for him to get behind, maybe?
No, he's a big dick player, right? So if it's a big event, I'll throw some money on Wyndham Clark, but Houston Open just not really going to get him excited.
No. Will Zalatoris is in the mix here. Sahith is here. Tony Finau. But none of these guys...
Tony is technically the defending champion of the Houston Open from 2022.
Right, but none of these guys are in a class like Scottie Scheffler and Wyndham Clark.
And I also don't like those odds on any of those guys.
No.
So I'm going to start with Steven Yeager, the German. 40-1. We're going to put $100 there. Then 71. Really good odds here.
Oh, you love him.
He's been playing well.
You love Luke List.
Luke List.
Yeah.
$100 there. Then a guy that's starting to, you know, show some signs, starting to show some flashes. Justin Suh. He's 150-1, so we'll put $50 there.
This was my dude last year for first round leader. He was always right around the first round leader.
He's got all the talent in the world, too.
How old is that guy?
He's got to be mid-20s. If I was to guess, maybe like 25.
Okay.
He's young. Yeah.
All right.
Then we're going top 10s. Mackenzie Hughes probably should have won last week. He birdied 10 and then just kind of fell apart.
But
I thought he was going to run away with the tournament at some point. And then he's plus 450 for a top 10, so we'll put $50 there. And then we're going $100 at 7-1 on Ben Griffin, the top 10. And then we got some top 20s. Ryan Fox, the big Kiwi, plus 320, $100 there. My guy, of course, Thomas Dietrich,
yeah,
plus 320, $100 there. Vincent Norman, plus 450, $100. Justin Suh, plus 450 as well, $100.
I like that one. I'm going to steal that one from you.
And then Vincent Whaley at plus 500, $100 there. And Davis Riley for a top 20, plus 750, $100 there.
There you go. I like it. This was a tough week for me here. Whenever there's a tournament like this where what do you really gain in the end? I mean, is it worth it for Scotty to grind this out this close to the Masters?
He doesn't have to, though.
No.
He shows up with this like B minus game and wins tournaments.
So what do you do? I'm looking at Jason Day here at 20-1. He had a victory for me last year. Give him a shot. Let's do it. Another guy that I've liked.
Good course history here, too.
Yep. Another guy that I've liked throughout this year who's always in the top 20, it feels like, Keith Mitchell at 35-1 just because of the value of
that
it.
That was tough Sunday.
Boy. Man, it was brutal.
He shot like a 76, 77, but at
sure
one point
did.
He was like 8 over until he eagled 14.
It was nuts. Yeah. I just went on a...
That was an all-time bad vibe group with him and Seamus Power.
God, dude.
The final group, they got dropped from coverage because they were playing so poorly.
It was a weird fucking tournament all the way around.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Hughes was up there the whole time. He was up by 2 at one point on Sunday. And then
he started out Sunday up 2.
Sure and did. Just and then fell apart.
Bogey, 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 bogey. Just... trash.
And then just completely fucking fell apart here.
Maybe he'll get it back though.
Maybe. And then I'm going for a long shot on this one. Fuck it. I'm hoping that no one cares, no one notices, and let's go Cam Davis, 90-1 here.
Mm.
And just see what happens. You know? See what happens. I don't have a lot of hope here.
Well,
the way Scotty Scheffler's playing, this is really fucking difficult.
Cam Davis would be a good pick anywhere else. Here, he kind of sucks. I don't think he likes this course at all.
Look, this week...
I don't think he's ever made a cut here.
This week is tough sledding, in my opinion. You got the two top golfers, arguably, in the world. We don't know what the LIV guys are doing at all. But we'll stick with Scheffler and Wyndham Clark. If these guys end up duking it out and go 1 and 2 again, it's a great storyline coming up for the Masters.
Yeah. Well, so we got this. We have the Valero Texas Open next week, I believe.
Yep.
And then Masters Week.
Yeah, Masters Week's right after that.
Yeah.
We're getting close to that.
Now, do we go down to San Antonio for the Valero?
No. No. It's tough to get me down to San Antoine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it's just one of those cities I open the door and I'm like... Yeah.
Go to Pat O'Brien's after?
Look.
Crush some Hurricanes.
You can always talk me to Pat O'Brien's. You just can't talk me into San Antonio there. Looking ahead here at the Masters, I know on mybookie.com, obviously promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. That's where all these odds are coming from. They do have the Masters odds up. Now, you got yours in early on Scheffler at 6-1, correct?
6-1. What's he now, 450? Plus 450.
I'm going to look that up right now. They got all the majors up here. My bookies got all the majors up.
Yeah.
Shit. Tiger Woods is playing, by the way, in the Masters.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be fun, at least, just to see him out there.
He's like 100-1.
Yeah. I'm not putting any money on it, but it's almost, he's almost like a fucking ambassador. And they have pulled the lines for the Masters.
Cool.
Man.
Somebody I did like, though, just looking at the Masters odds right now. You can get Brooks Koepka at 20-1.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd take Brooks all day. I always said, too, look, before the season started, that John Rahm was going to win the Masters this year.
For some reason, Joaquin Niemann's, he's got better odds than Koepka. You can get
really?
Niemann's at like 17 or 18-1. Kepka's 20-1.
Maybe he's playing better on LIV.
He is.
Both of them are. Both
he
of them
is, but it's also Brooks Koepka, who's a 5-time major winner.
And he doesn't care.
Plays well at Augusta all the time.
And that's the thing. Is like he doesn't care what's going on in LIV. He'll show up and win majors.
Right.
And
he never cared about regular PGA Tour events.
No. So I don't know what that matters. It's 20-1 though. I'm all over that in advance, and he's going to be fun to watch. The Masters is going to be great to watch this year.
Hopefully, we get down there.
Hopefully, working on it now as we speak. One more time with your picks.
We're going Steven Yeager. He's got to win at some point, right? He's always in the mix with these smaller events.
I picked him a couple times last year, and I think once this year.
40-1, 100 bucks. Luke Liss, 70-1. Justin Suh. And then top 10s on Mackenzie Hughes, Ben Griffin, and top 20s on Ryan Fox, Thomas Dietrich, Vincent Norman, Justin Suh, Vince Whaley, and Davis Riley.
Hell yeah. And for me, I've got Jason Day at 20-1, Keith Mitchell at 35-1, and then all the way down at 90-1, I've got Cam Davis, because why the fuck not this week? I only throw about a hunch a piece on these, and they're fun little lottery tickets for me. Flipping over to college basketball here, that Thursday night's going to be a banger of a night there. Are you betting on the Duke-Gonzaga game?
Duke is playing Houston.
Oh, Duke is playing Houston.
Yeah.
Shit, forgive
me. And Gonzaga's playing Purdue.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who do you got in those?
All right, well, I got a future ticket on Gonzaga to win the national championship already.
It's not bad.
And I just put a future ticket on Duke because I got them at 24-1 right now.
Really?
You can get Duke to win the Natty at 24-1.
I think it's because UConn's blowing everybody up.
I think it's because they also have to get through Houston, who they respect as like the second best team next to UConn.
Okay.
But I mean, they win this game, I think there's a decent path to get to the Final Four.
Yeah, Gonzaga's at 5.5. They're getting 5.5 against Purdue. Houston is -4 against Duke.
And Duke's starting to hit their stride. If they beat Houston, they're going to beat Marquette.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they could. This Houston team is always one game away from a disaster. So, yeah, tons of great shit to bet on. Shit, I mean, even to cap it off, dude, Creighton and Tennessee that night.
It's a great game.
God damn, dude. I mean, bangers across the board.
But I mean, my national championship picks Tennessee, and I really like where they're at.
Yep.
They went through their tough game with Texas, pulled that game out. Dalton connecting wasn't even good that game, but, you know, at the end of the game, his free throws, made some big plays. That's what you need. You need a star. So I still like Tennessee to win the Natty.
Even this Thursday night, man. I mean, the stars that are out in this one, Iowa State versus Illinois.
It'll be a good game. Offense versus defense.
Yep. Marquette against North Carolina State. Just to watch that kid from North Carolina State, the center is fun enough for me. I'm all in on that kid.
Just I like a watching fat center.
Him. Exactly. Yeah. Against Shaka Smart. Purdue, Gonzaga, great game. I think Gonzaga is probably going to win that. I'm taking Gonzaga +5.5.
Man. Purdue sucks.
Houston, Duke, great game. And then to cap it off, Tennessee and Creighton. What a fucking banger of a Thursday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.